You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us as the newsmaker of the day is Aaron Rasmussen. He is the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee Board President. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, everyone.
Aaron, after 70 years, the name Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee has been changed this year to the Tuolumne Lumber Protest. For those who don't know the story, why the name change?
Well, in order to stick with the restriction guidelines that the state and local authorities have been putting out, we had to change it to protest. The only two things that are available to with mass gatherings are religious events and protests. So, you know, it sounds ridiculous, but in order to keep the tradition alive and continue to do what we're doing, I had to do that last minute last week just to keep things going smoothly. I hope there's no problems, issues.
Have you heard from authorities since the name change?
No, not at all. No one's called me back. No one's talked to me. I only spoke with the county health one time.
So this will be the 71st annual Tuolumne Lumber Protest. The number of days of this event has been reduced from 4 days and nights down to 1 day only this Sunday, June 28th. What will the noticeable changes be?
Well, the noticeable changes be not a lot of vendors. Obviously, we don't have carnival surrounding us. We don't have vendors in the park. Another thing that's going to be noticeable is we have no alcohol this year. The state's not issuing liquor licenses. So we'll have a pretty dry year, per se.
It sounds like this year only there will be no Miss Lumber Jubilee.
No, and that was kind of the heart of the matter. There so many of us take so much pride in making sure this happens, and considering that we cut back everything, and then we could have thrown in the towel back in May, but there was a strong board that felt that we really need just to move forward with the lumber events at the very least. Considering when we look around the county, the counties next to us, down south, Mariposa, North Fork, Brewster, they canceled theirs, which is usually after hours. White Pines, Moggy Museum, they canceled theirs, which is usually in July. And then it looks like West Point has canceled their event, and they're around September. So it's kind of sad for the lumberjack community and the lumber industry to be forced with this. So we'll be the only event, looks like, in Northern California that we know of this year.
The event does run all day, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning and continuing till roughly about 5 or 6 or so in the evening. Tell us about the day's event, starting at 9 a.m.
We have Tuolumne Community Baptist Church is going to be putting on a service on the East Park side. Then they'll go from about 9 to 10. We do have last-minute sign-ups on the west side of the park from 9 to 10 as well. A lot of people have already signed up for our events, but there's always those last-minute people that we want to try and see if we can get them in. First come, first serve. We do have limited slots on a lot of our events, but we do have some open events, though.
Well, tell us about some of the competitions. What are the logging events?
The logging events start off at 11 o'clock. We usually open in prayer, and we remember those people that have passed away over the past year that were in the industry. This year we have one gentleman by the name of Brian Gray. He passed away in a helicopter crash about a month ago, but before that he was a tree climber in the county. So we want to recognize him. And then we'll start off with Mike's Mowers saw event. Mike's Mowers always donates a saw for us, and all the competitors get to run it first off. And then we get into some women's axe throw. We got choker setting. We have four saw events. We have 4 and 5 cube mod saw. We have 5 and 6 cube mod saw. And then we have hot saw and unlimited hot saw. The hot saw and unlimited are towards the end of the day. We have also a pro axe, a speed axe. Again, women's axe will start off one of the second events. This year we have something special. We've had haven't done it in as far as years past that I'm aware of. It's called Underhand Chop. Nate Hodge, one of the world-renowned competitors that comes up from Mariposa, he's bringing up some chopping blocks, and we have about 5 competitors that are going to get on these. They stand on these 30-inch logs, and they cut through them. It's really interesting to watch. Takes a lot of strength. So that's going to be a staple this year as well.
Will the tug of war take place?
Yes. So the tug of war is taking place. It was last minute on Monday. We had a new team coach step up, and it's going to be Lee Smells Construction versus Tuolumne Climbers. Philip Smells is leading his team, and Brady Day is leading the Climbers. They've been practicing all this week, and we're really looking forward to a new team and a good pull, like usual.
I have about 30 seconds left. For more information, is there a website or a phone number?
The best way to get all information for us is on Facebook at Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee. We do daily posts there. All the information you can ask for. Phone numbers are there. Contact me for more information. Just looking forward to having a good day.
Will the name Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee return next year?
We hope so. And I'm sure it will.
Aaron Rasmussen, anything else you would like to add before we wrap this up?
One thing we just want to put out, if you're not feeling well, please stay home. We'll post all the numbers after the event. And we just want everybody to be safe, practice social distancing, bring your picnic bag and a chair.
Aaron Rasmussen is the Tuolumne Lumber Jubilee Board President. The name has been changed this year to the Tuolumne Lumber Protest. It takes place all day Sunday, June 28th from 9 a.m. until roughly about 5 or 6 in the evening. Aaron, always fun talking with you.
All right. Good talking to you, too. Have a good day.